The Hospice Angel. I recently heard a woman from the medical field who worked in hospice relate this true life experience. One night she was working a late shift when she received a call to respond to a hospice patient who was being transferred home from the hospital. She followed up on the call and went directly to the patient's home address. She was greeted by the adult children of this patient, and after seeing the lady, she sat the children down and told them their mom would not survive the night and possibly pass away within the hour. The lady's skin color had changed, showing the lack of oxygen. There was a change in her breathing and what the medical professionals call the death rattle in her breathing. She was unconscious and showed all the symptoms of a dying person. The nurse had never seen a person with these symptoms ever come back to a normal life. She told the children, because it was late, to call her when their mother passes away, and they will take care of the death certificate and make all the needed arrangements. The next morning, the children had not called, so the hospice nurse decided to call them and inquire when the mother had passed. To her surprise, she was told that the mother was fine and was up walking around and sitting up eating her morning pancakes. Impossible! The hospice nurse decided to drive over and give them a visit. She found that it was just as she had been told. The lady was up, walking, talking, and enjoying her children. The nurse said she always followed the science and didn't believe in faith or the supernatural. How could this be explained? While visiting the patient the night before, something supernatural did happen. While with the patient in her room, the nurse looked up and saw a man standing at the head of the patient's bed. He was quite tall and power seemed to be radiating from him. He was aware of the nurse in the room, but was focused only on the patient he had been sent to help. The nurse thought, "This must be my imagination," and quickly turned from what she saw. The nurse later said, "I can only describe him as her angel." I had a similar experience happen to me in 1976 as I lay in a hospital bed dying from a ruptured appendix. I was unmarried at the time, and the doctors told my parents it could go either way. I would die or possibly live. It was probably a 50-50 chance. A friend of mine came to visit me in the hospital, and to his surprise, at the head of my bed was a strong, mighty angel that was looking over me. He later related to me what he had seen. Here are 3 points I want to make. 1. Angels are spirit beings. 2. They minister for God and are servants of God. 3. They serve and minister to people who are to be heirs of God's salvation. Hebrews 1:14. Will you follow the science and the philosophy of this world? Or will you follow God's word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path? Psalm 119:105. Jesus said, "Follow me." Luke 9:23.